Good morning, my friends. How are you this morning? This is Heidi Metz with Spiritually Speaking, and we're continuing with our prayers of biblical hope, seeking God for the city 2020. And we are still on week one, and we will be continuing to seek God's face. This is the generation of those who seek Him, who seek your face. Psalms 24:6. So stay tuned for our next day in seeking God's face. Welcome back, my friends, and happy Thursday. We are on day four of seeking God for the city, and we're seeking God to forsake falsehoods. The verse that we're going to focus on right now is, "Who may ascend to the hills of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to falsehoods and has not sworn deceitfully." Let us pray. Holy Father, to gain the approval of others, we sometimes speak or act falsely. We know how to partition our lives to hide our white lies or our dalliance and with idolatries and things. We may succeed in sustaining such a masquerade with people, but no disguise can fool you. Holy God, we approach you now with full disclosure. Today we confess any duplicity. We come to you clean and free in Christ. Liberate us from what entangles us. We renounce every false reliance and entrust ourselves entirely to you. Amen. We're going to review another verse, John 1:47. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him, and he said to him, "Behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom there is no deceit." Let us pray. Father, you saw Nathanael, and you saw his sincere and desire for God. As we draw near to you, we know that your gaze misses nothing. You know all about our mixed motives. Yet, in the midst of all that is phony and foolish, you also see the beginnings of a new integrity imparted by your Holy Spirit. Give us hope that you will continue to transform us to be true and clean in your sight. Amen. Friends, while you pray today, I pray that God's people will walk in God-given integrity. For those caught up in deception and hypocrisy, to encounter Jesus so that truth set them free. While you're seeking God for the city, seek God for sick people. Pray for God to touch those who are sick in your community with healing and comfort. Pray that they will grow in grace as God walks with them throughout their ordeal, that God will provide for their financial needs, for their caregivers and families, and that many will renew their trust in Christ and follow Him boldly, even in affliction. When you're doing your prayer walk today, consider those in your neighborhood who may be struggling with chronic illness or pain. Pray for their healing. Meditate upon the word in Matthew 14:14. He saw a large crowd and felt compassion for them and healed their sick. Thank you for tuning in, my friends. And I will see you tomorrow for another day of seeking God for the city in 2020. Have a wonderful day.